It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good afternoon and welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lull and Tim Cutting back with you once again. We had Friday night football last night, and today we are at Delaware Academy as the Fidel High Bulldogs hosting the visiting Oxford Blackhawks. And Tim, great to be back for our second day of the 2016 season.
Absolutely, Nate. I'll tell you, we had Friday night lights last night, and tonight, Saturday sunshine.
Beautiful sunshine, that is for sure. Such a nice setting up here at Delaware Academy. You're kind of up on the hill, and you can look across and see SUNY Delhi across the way. And I went down on the field before the game, and the coaching staff said, we ordered this weather for you, so you got to keep coming over here every Saturday.
That's fine by me, as long as they can guarantee that we'll have weather like this, we'll be here every week.
We'll have to remember this in late October when we're all bundled up with mittens and hats and everything. So I want to welcome you into the Chambers and O'Hara kickoff show. Of course, Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in today's game. And let's quickly sneak in our Section 4 disclaimer that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. You might notice that usually this is a 1:30 kickoff. We're going to be about a 1:40 kickoff today. Oxford was on the way over this morning, and the equipment bus broke down about halfway or so. They had to bring some pickup trucks, throw everything into the back of it, come on over, and they got here about 12:30, so they asked for a couple extra minutes for the warm-up, so that's why we're going to start about 10 or 15 minutes behind schedule.
Yeah, if there's a will, there's a way. They'll find a way to get it done, so they did.
Well, Coach Newton, if you've ever met him for Oxford, is a fiery guy, and he came right up to me, and he wasn't pleased about the bus breaking down, but he is sure excited for this first game. This is a Oxford team that has a lot of potential, and a Delhi team that might be kind of in rebuilding mode. They lost some key pieces from last year, but you can never count out a Delhi squad. So let's take a quick break. We'll come back in just a minute and break this one down, get you set up for Oxford at Delhi today on CDO.
The doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney. Yes, the doors are always open. But wait, let's rephrase that. Doors to our vehicles are unlocked and available for you to open 24/7, 365. Every vehicle is also clearly marked in price, mileage, miles per gallon, features, and what we call seller's notes with monthly payments and warranty information. So while you consider a new-to-you car, truck, SUV, minivan, or crossover, remember the doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, River. Riverside, Sydney, where we care about each and every customer each and every day.
Find the rest and relaxation you deserve at the Catalog Outlet Stores during their Sit and Sleep Labor Day sales event on now through September 11th at their Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich stores. Take a seat and save on the Catalog Outlet's large selection of sofas and recliners in all styles and fabrics to go with any decor, including stationary, reclining, sectional, and sleeper model sofas, plus wall saver, rocker, power lift, and chase recliners, all by makers you know and trust like Klausner, Ashley, Best Home Furnishings, and others. The Catalog Outlet Sleep Centers feature the highest quality mattresses in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels at the lowest prices around. Choose from Simmons Beauty Rest, American Bedding, Gold Bond, and Sierra Sleep by Ashley. Remember, nobody sells mattresses for less. As always, prompt, courteous delivery is available along with interest-free financing to qualified buyers. The Catalog Outlet Stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich offering you the best for less since 1989.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back once again live from Delaware Academy. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you today on CDO. Both teams continuing their warm-up here as we'll be about a 1:40 kickoff. As, again, we told you about the Oxford situation getting here with the bus and everything. A few extra minutes for warm-up there. So set to be a great matchup here today. We're intrigued by both these teams, and let's talk about Oxford first. I think, you know, things really start with their sophomore running back, had over 1,000 yards last year as a freshman, Xavier Cruz. A lot of fun to watch. I got to see him 2-3 times last year, and, you know, Oxford had two guys who ran for over 1,000 yards last year. They lose Nick Neer, who graduated and moved on to college, but a couple more years of Xavier Cruz, you have to be excited as an Oxford fan for that.
Absolutely, Nate, and I'll tell you what, that 2,000-yard rushers really helped them out because they made the playoffs for the first time in 10 years.
Yeah, they had a nice playoff run, and they didn't have an easy schedule. They had to play Tioga, the last regular season game of the year, and then they immediately got the 8 seed. Tioga was the one, had to go back there the following week. So.
And what did Tioga end up doing?
Tioga went on to win a state championship last year. So, but Oxford really played tough against them last year. It was impressive to see those games, and if you were at the halftime of those games, you were thinking, wow, something is going on here, and it was a lot of fun. But steady dose of Jesse Manuel for any Class D team last year was certainly tough.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, unfortunately, I didn't get to see Oxford last year, so I'm really looking forward to watching Mr. Cruz run the ball today.
Should be a good game here today. Of course, Oxford, we were talking before the game, has some good numbers this year. They bring over three kids from Gilbertsville, Mount Upton as well, including Mackenzie Kloon, who, if you're a regular CDO listener, you know, is a great basketball player for GMU and certainly brings some good size to the table for the Blackhawks.
Yeah, am I 6'3", 225?
Yes.
Wow, that's a big fullback.
Yeah, I think they were excited to see him walk through the door, that's for sure. On the other side for Delhi, of course, you lose Connor Gioffi to graduation. He was your QB last year, but Ben Brannigan steps in, a guy who knows a lot of what goes on with this Delhi team, great athlete as well on their basketball team, and I'm sure he's going to be able to step in and quarterback this team very well here today, and we'll see Eric Gullo running the ball as well, 5'10", 145 pounds at the running back position.
Yeah, we're in for a nice treat here. We came over here last year and got to see the Delhi team and the new offense and everything. And, you know, it's 2 years into now, and we'll see if they've improved it at all. They have a tough year last year.
I think one of the other people you'll have to look out here for Delhi is Nate Kraft, also a great basketball player, 6'4", 260.
Ooh.
They lose his brother Rich Kraft to graduation, but Nate's only, I believe, a junior this year. And, boy, he's an excellent player on the line, and we're going to see a lot of him today, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely, Nate. I mean, that's a big kid, too. You know, I mean, this is Class D football. I thought Matt A, double A, or whatever, you know. I mean, this is crazy to see the kids that big at this point in time in the season. This is going to be a great game.
We did the Delhi-Walton game here last year under the lights when they brought the lights in special, and they had a military appreciation, fire department, police department appreciation. He had a huge game that night. Delhi ended up falling to Walton, but he really gave Walton fits breaking through the line. And when you do that, you know you're doing something right.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's one thing that you'll probably hear me say a number of times today is if the kid keeps his feet moving and he finishes off the runs, he's going to end up going forward. He doesn't stop shrugging his legs and make sure that he's going forward and the defenders are going backwards. That gets you the extra 2-3 yards you need.
Well, we'll take a quick break. We'll pause for the national anthem. We'll be right back for Oxford and Delhi High School football on Saturday here on CDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street, Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
Are you fed up with overpriced insurance? Then it's time to visit the Rinker Insurance Agency of Hampton. At Rinker Insurance, our insurance specialists can review your current policy to see that you have adequate coverage for the most reasonable price. We handle all forms of insurance from auto, motorcycle, and snowmobile insurance to homeowners, life, and business. So if you're fed up with overpriced insurance, stop by the Rinker Agency at 191 Main Street in Hampton or call 639-1930. The Rinker Agency proudly supports high school athletics on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And the national anthem just wrapping up here, folks, live from Delaware Academy. Today it's high school football as it's Nate Lull and Tim Cutting bringing you all the action here today. Tim, I hope you're not cutting anybody.
No, I hope not either. But I wanted to just put it out there. I'm noticing that the Delaware Academy Bulldogs coaching staff wearing Delaware Academy shirts. On the back of it, it has the motto for this year, do it now.
I like that. Well, this coaching staff, of course, took over in the middle of the year last year. Mike Tracy, longtime assistant with Hartwick College, so certainly brings a ton of knowledge to the game and certainly knows about the Delhi program. He had been here last year as well, took over in the middle of the season. A little bit of a rocky road there for Delhi along the way, but they were able to get through it nicely, and sure they're looking forward to the 2016 season.
Yeah, 2015, they were 3-5 overall and 0-5 in their division, so they definitely have a lot of room for improvement, which I think we'll see a little bit of that today.
Such a tough division that Delhi is in is, you know, they certainly have some tough competition there with BG, Deposit Hancock, UV, Unitego, Walton. But this year it certainly does seem to be wide open in that division. Of course, Walton, very tough, but everybody else in the division this year kind of up in the air, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of those schools that they're playing in that division lost a lot of kids, you know, so they're going to have some fresh teams that they'll be facing most of the time during the division this year.
The stat I got last night, which I had forgotten, was that Deposit Hancock, you know, the two schools combined lost 21 seniors from that team last year. Of course, they lost to Windsor last night on the road, and they went to the Section 4 Class D finals last year, and just shows you from year to year what turnover can do for a team. You know, you lose one big class comes in, really can change your fortunes.
Yeah, it definitely can, and, you know, the other thing is the program behind it. Is there the JV program, the modified program, and a lot of these smaller schools, they don't have that anymore.
Well, we were talking about numbers before the game. I think you said Oxford had 28.
Yeah, Oxford has 28 dressed, and Delaware Academy dressed in 21 today.
So 28 at the Class D level, pretty good number to have, especially on a warm day like this. You might need some extra subs out there.
Very possible, because it can get pretty hot and sweaty out there. You know, is it all the anticipation? And even before you hit that first hit, you know, you're just so amped up because you're ready to play full-speed football.
Delaware Academy is in the home maroon uniforms with the white trim, the white helmets. Oxford is in the visiting white uniform, the black pants, the red numbers, and the red helmet. And we are almost set to go here. Let's recap last night, of course. We did the Sydney game. They were over at Norwich. It was a beautiful night to start off the 2016 season. Back-and-forth affair with Norwich coming out on top 29-20, but the score at various points in that game was all over the place.
It definitely was. I mean, at halftime, it was only 7-6. For the Tornado lead, and they came out and they scored two real quick touchdowns, and you never knew what was going to happen, but the Sydney kids showed a lot of perseverance, came back, got it back to 3 points, and then they, you know, it just kept going back and forth like that all night long. And I'll tell you what, it was very apparent to me that Sydney has a quick strike offense.
They do. A lot of weapons last year, last night that we saw, and should be a fun year if you are a Sydney fan. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll have the opening kickoff here between Oxford and Delhi. You're listening to Live High School Football on WCDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Back once again live from Delaware Academy. Of course, Dave Kelly Field, a beautiful day for football. And the grass is looking green and beautiful down there. Always nice to see the grass in the early part of the season before it's really had some trench work put on it. And the big bulldog at midfield, we are ready to go here between Oxford and Delhi, Tim.
Yeah, we are getting ready to go here. The teams are getting going to the sidelines, and here come the kicking teams, and Delhi will receive to start the game.
So Delhi will receive. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here this afternoon on CDO. Also, thanks for joining us on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. Also, our game audio archive is brought to you by SFCU. You can go back, listen to this game, any game we do during the year or over the last couple of years. It's all right there for free. Click on it, bring it up, and you can listen to it on demand anytime, courtesy of SFCU.
Okay, I'm going to have you put you on the line now.
Okay.
Is it going to be a kickoff, or are we going to see a pooch kick or onside kick?
Oh, my goodness. We saw a little bit of everything last night, from an onside to the squib kick. I think they're just going to unload it and go deep. That's my thought.
That's your call.
We'll see.
We'll see what happens.
So Oxford is going to kick off to Delhi, who will go left to right on your radio dial to start things off here. And we will have the opening kick for these two teams in the 2016 season. And here we go, as Oxford is going to kick this one off. And they will. They'll send it deep, fielded there by the Bulldogs, and they will pick it up with Sean Gillespie. Cuts back to his left. He's at the 20-yard line trying to find a hole. Gets up to about the 25 before he's brought down by a gang of Blackhawks there. And we'll start things off for Delhi going left to right at their own 25-yard line.
I think he ran about 75 yards to get 15. But you know what? He got up the field. Good job. Got good starting field position for the Bulldogs for the 2016 season.
And here we go. We'll see Ben Brannigan, who was a great wide receiver last year for Delhi, step into the quarterback position, replacing Connor Gioffi, who graduated last year. And we'll see what the Delhi offense brings to the table here, and also what the Oxford defense brings to the table. Some good experience on that D-line, as well as we talked about Mackenzie Clune seeing his first action here today, the 6'3", 225-pounder who comes over from GMU.
Oxford showing like a 5'2 look.
And here we go on first and 10. They'll hand it off and right up the gut for about 5 yards here for Eric Gullo. And so a nice little gain on first and 10 will bring up about a second and 5 here for Delhi.
A little quick counter trap by the Bulldogs. Gets right up the middle, right off the guard, and gets that gain of about 4 or 5 yards.
Well, we're 30 seconds in here at Dave Kelly Field. It'll be a second and 5 for Delhi. Of course, they're in the maroon and white. On the other side for Oxford, they're in the white with the black and the red trim. Second and 5 here is Delhi with one wide receiver to the right, one to the left. There's the snap. Another handoff to Gullo. Goes up the gut, and he'll push it forward, gaining just about 2 yards on the play. So a third and short coming up here for the Delaware Academy Bulldogs.
Okay, real quick, little thing from last night. He was tackled by everybody, including the water boy.
Yeah. The PA announcer last night at Norwich had everything in the book to throw out. He was great.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was like he was having a commentary with everyone in the stands, but he was doing it over the PA. It was pretty comical. Third and 3 officially, 10:40 to go here in the first quarter. We're scoreless between Delhi and Oxford. Saturday football here on CDO. As Delhi taking their time, they break the huddle and looking to pick up this first down here on 3rd and 3. Let's see if they go to the air or if they'll keep it on the ground, and they will with Gullo, and he's going to get the first down and plow his way up to about the 38-yard line. So 3 plays, 3 downs, and a first down here, 3 runs for Delhi.
Gullo in the middle linebacker just had one heck of a collision right there, folks. What a real nice form tackle by that young man from Oxford.
So a first and 10 here for Delhi. Ball is on, just about the 38-yard line as they march up towards midfield going left to right. It appears that Delhi wants to take their time, settle in, first drive of the year. Let's get the ball on the ground and maybe get some of those jitters out a little bit.
Yeah, didn't have a 3-and-out. That's a good win-win right there.
So a first and 10. Will they keep it on the ground? Yes, they will. Gullo again, steady dose, and he dives again up the middle for about 3 yards there, and he is one of those running backs that is not afraid of contact because he got a lot of it there.
Defensive end, Mackenzie Clune, with an unbelievable play right there. He fought off a block, kept his outside contained, and made the play come back, and then he made the tackle on his own.
Very athletic kid. We talked about it in the pregame. Good basketball player. Probably has a lot to learn, I'm assuming, being his first year playing football. But I remember just a few years ago, it was his first time playing basketball, and now he was averaging in double figures last year for GMU.
Well, the first thing you need to do on that end is make sure nobody gets outside you, and he did a nice job.
2nd and 6 for Delhi. They're at their own 40 going left to right. They'll hand it off to Gillespie, and he's brought down right about the line of scrimmage, the Blackhawks breaking through, and that was Brad Beckwith coming through and knocking him down.
Real nice play right there. Loss of about a yard and a half. Bring up 3rd down and 7.
So 8:55 to go first quarter, and this will be the first real test here for this Delhi offense. Going to be a 3rd and 7. Ball on their own 40. And we'll see if they decide to keep it on the ground or if we will see some of the air attack here.
They're in the I formation.
Brannigan under center. We know he can run, too. He'll throw out to the far side, a completed pass to Austin Hitchcock, but it's going to be short of the first down. They pick up maybe 3 or 4 yards on the play. They needed 7.
Yeah, it was a nice little quick hitter and good catch, but the defender from Oxford was right there to make the tackle. Good open field tackle. Looks like we're going to have a first punt of the game.
So on 4th and 3, with 8:10 to go in the first quarter, we're scoreless between Delhi and Oxford, and Brannigan is back deep to punt. On the other side, Oxford waiting to receive. No trickery here. Pretty good punt, and this will bounce down for Oxford. They're going to let this one roll, and it's going to stop right on the 20-yard line. That's where Nate Kraft hustles down there for Delhi and downs the ball. So
nice flip of the field right there.
So a good job by Delhi. Moved the chains once, then had to punt on a 4th-and-3, and we'll get to see the Oxford offense for the first time this season. Going right to left with 7:53 to go in the first quarter, and we're scoreless between the Blackhawks and the Bulldogs.
Looking forward to this. Like I said, I didn't get to see him last year, so I'm really excited. You got me my anticipation is very high about what this Blackhawk offense can do.
Yeah, Xavier Cruz, a great runner wearing number 40 here, and just explosive. If he gets into the open field, look out. So here we go with 7:53 to go in the first quarter, going right to left out of their own end. Here's Oxford handing off. They'll go right to Cruz. He decides to run it up the gut, breaks a couple of tackles, and drives his way for about 7 yards up to about the 28-yard line. Nice run there by Cruz.
Yeah, real nice run right there. And actually, I could see what you were talking about. He's very shifty, very, very quick and feet, and also makes some really good moves in the hole.
So that's going to bring up a 2nd-and-1 with 7.5 to go first quarter. Scoreless between Oxford and Delhi. So Oxford settling in here on this 2nd-and-1, trying to work it through and move the chains. Cruz is in the backfield once again. Man in motion for Oxford. They'll pitch it over to Cruz. He'll pick up the first down, and more. He gets upended there by Austin Hitchcock. Nice tackle for Delhi, but a first down for the Blackhawks.
Yeah, they did a quick pitch out to him. Didn't even do a reverse pivot. Just took the snap and just kicked it out to him real quick, and he hit the corner and made the first down. Nice run.
7 minutes to go here, first quarter. 1st-and-10 for the Blackhawks on 2 easy runs there for Xavier Cruz. And it looks like the officials are going to take a timeout here. Might be a little injury over on the far side. That's going to allow us to take a quick break here. 6:58 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless between Oxford and Delhi. Oxford with the ball when we come back here on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Lang Trucking has provided residential and commercial garbage service to Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. We're proud of our family-run business. We take care of special needs of the individual and offer house calls to seniors or assistance after surgery or rehab stay. If you're moving or house cleaning, our one-time pickup could be the perfect solution for you. So if locally owned and operated is important to you, give us a call at Lang Trucking at 895-6365. Owned and operated by us. The Langs, Lang Trucking of Guilford, proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. 6:35 to go here in the first quarter. 2nd-and-5 for the Blackhawks. And they pick up 5 as that play just got underway as we got back here. And the injured player, I believe, was Xavier Cruz. Let's hope it was just a cramp or something.
That's a good sign.
Off to the sideline. So in the meantime, looks like Hunter Davenport is in. And another handoff to the far side. Reifenberg over on that far side. So let's see what the Oxford offense can do here without Cruz, although he's going to come right back on, it appears, as he comes off the sideline.
Yeah, they definitely, the first play that he was off, McKenson Kloon carried for the 5-yard gain. So I guess he can carry the ball as well, play defensive end.
Not afraid to throw him into the fire here in his first game. This is going to be a 3rd-and-5 coming up here for this Oxford Blackhawk offense. And we're going to have a false start, I believe, as the flags come out here. Under center today is Chris Martin, the quarterback here for the Oxford Blackhawks. So a 3rd-and-5, and that'll back him up 5 more yards.
Yep, it's the first, like we talked about it last night and last year as well, you know, you got a nice little sustained drive going, and then all of a sudden you get that one little 5-yard penalty that puts you back into where you want to use Cruz from 5 yards, 3 to 5 yards, you know, with the run, now you may have to think about putting the ball up in the air.
Third and 10 with 5:40 to go here in the first quarter. We're still scoreless between Oxford and Delhi. Both teams have had the ball once, so this is Oxford's first possession. Will they go to the air, or we will see. Man in motion.
Backfield, so it looks like a shotgun.
And they're going to hand one off to Cruz. He cuts back to the left side, but Delhi was right there to sniff it out. But Cruz is still on his feet. He's going to cut back to the right side. Does he have some daylight? He's still being hounded by the Bulldogs, and he doesn't get any real yardage there on the third and 10, although he did a lot of running.
Yes, he did. He ran all the way over to the left hash mark and then stepped, reversed his field and carried a couple guys with him for all for nothing, though.
Boy, it looked like for a brief moment there when he reversed to go back to the other side, he might break it free. But Delhi doing a nice job there.
Didn't stayed home, didn't crash down and let him get outside.
And so a fourth and 10 with 4:40 to go in the first quarter, and it looks like Oxford will punt this one away. Back deep to receive here for Delhi is Sean Gillespie. So here's the snap. Punt is a low but good one. Gillespie will field it at his own 30, going left to right. He's at the 35 to the 40. He's going to work his way back up to midfield. Cuts back and just gets dragged down there by the Blackhawks. Good job by Chris Martin to grab him at the ankles and trip him up. But a nice, about a 22-yard return there for Delhi. Good field position.
Chris Martin with a nice shoestring tackle right there that probably, if he didn't make it, could have been a little bit more down the field for the Delhi Bulldogs. But they'll take over on their second offensive possession inside Blackhawk territory.
So 4:20 to go. First quarter, we're scoreless. Both teams have had a turn with the ball. Moved the ball decently well, but nothing to show for it so far. So here's the Delhi Bulldogs offense on their second try of the day. Brannigan bringing in the play from the sideline. Head coach Mike Tracy. First and 10, and they are in Oxford territory going left to right. Ball on about the 47-yard line here. And we'll see. Delhi kept it pretty conservative, running the ball on their first possession. One pass that was complete, but was just a little short. And here we go for Delhi on a first and 10. They'll look to hand it off, and they will to Gullo. Bounces to the outside, maybe a pickup of two as he went to the right side. But again, that Oxford Blackhawk defense was right there. Brad Beckwith was there to bring him down.
Yeah, number 72, Dakota Friedel, was there as well. Made a nice play.
Now, this is a Blackhawks defense. It certainly has some studs on, including John Heggie. He is a really strong kid out there, number 44. I know he does some boxing in the offseason, I believe, and would not want to run into him, that's for sure. He is a solid kid.
That's why we're up here.
Yes, we said that last night. Second and 8 here for Delhi. They are in Oxford territory. Ball at the 45-yard line with 3:35 to go in the first quarter. They're going to throw on second and 8, complete to the outside. This is a nice play here for the Bulldogs to the 30, to the 20, and knocked out of bounds by Heggie. But a great play there for Will Brannigan.
Will Brannigan made a really nice move to get open, and then just as he caught the ball, he planted his foot and reversed his field and made a nice run after catch. Excuse me.
Brannigan to Brannigan, and Ben, the quarterback, gets it over to Will, and that's a good 30-yard pass there, and this really gives Delhi the first scoring opportunity of the afternoon with 3:20 to go in this first quarter.
That cornerback from the Blackhawks was on an island out there all by himself, and I'll tell you what, if you don't make that tackle right away, he could be in a lot of trouble, and he was.
First and 10, ball is on the Oxford 15, Delhi with the possession going left to right. They'll hand it off, they'll run up the middle, trying to drive the pile forward. There is Scrimbolo, number 20, and he'll pick up 2 or 3 yards on the play.
Good hard nose run right there, really got hit right at the line of scrimmage and just kept his feet moving and fell forward, get that extra yard and a half.
Yeah, so he picks up 4 on the play. Second and 6 coming here for Delhi as they are right on the Oxford 10-yard line. And so, you know, last night we did the Norwich and Sydney game. This is where we saw some great defense from both sides last night. So just because you're close down to that end zone doesn't necessarily mean some crazy things won't happen.
Yeah, but they got inside the red zone. Both teams got inside the red zone 2 times and did not score because of the other team's defense.
Second and 6, 2:20 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless. Delhi with the ball, and they're right on the doorstep. Ball at the 10-yard line. They'll hand it off to Gullo. Again, he drives the pile forward. Maybe a gain of 1 on the play, so this is going to bring up about a 3rd and 6 here or so.
Yeah, and they can get another. They can get a first down. They don't have to score here, so this definitely is two down territory. So you don't really have to go to the well as far as what you're going to choose as your play call here, because you do. You have 6 yards that you can get in two plays.
Officially a third and five. 1:50 to go in the quarter. Opening quarter here, live from Delaware Academy. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on CDO. Glad to have you along on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. Third and five for the Bulldogs. Let's see what they do. Wide receivers, two to the left, one to the right. They're going to throw. Brannigan tosses it over. It's caught and into the back of the end zone. Touchdown for Delhi. Nice play there. That's Christian Alciago, and he gets it in. Nice play.
Yeah, real nice play. Surprised, though. I was just thinking they were going to stay with the run, and they threw the little quick slant over the middle. He beat his defender and then took a hit and then kept his feet and ran into the end zone for the six.
Aliesio, say that five times fast.
I'll let you do that.
Is able to score there. Nice play from Brannigan. Kept it simple. Into the back of the end zone and a 6-0 lead here for Delhi. And it looks like they're going to go for the extra point with Hitchcock.
Number four. Unlike last night, we had a straight-on kicker. This one looks like he might be a soccer style.
And it's a bad snap, and so Brannigan's going to have to pick it up, has nowhere to go. And Oxford is able to sniff that one out. Nice play by Hunter Davenport, and he's able to bring him down. But the damage is done. Delhi scores on a little pass play, and it's a 6-0 lead for Delhi over Oxford with a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Well played there by the Delhi Bulldogs. A touchdown pass from Ben Brannigan makes it 6-0 with a minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. Delhi just doing the right things. They were able to march it down the field, and what really set that up was that pass to Will Brannigan that went for about 30 yards.
Yeah, real nice play on the outside by Will Brannigan to get him down where they were close, where they could get in and get 6 points.
Aliesio is able to score the touchdown there, about a 5-yard pass from Brannigan, and he put it home.
Now you're one for one on this call. What are they going to do, Nate?
Oh, boy, on the kickoff, I think they're going to boot it again.
Okay.
I think it's going to be deep. We saw everything last night, including the onside kick that just went right up the middle for 10 yards and was successful. You never know what you're going to see. So Delhi does kick it deep. Oh, I'm two for two here, Tim, but we will have a whistle on the play.
Yeah, I think somebody was across the line a little bit too early, so they're going to be kicking that again from probably 5 yards back.
So Delhi will back this one up and re-kick off here to Oxford with a minute 26 to go in this first quarter. Some other games going on today around with our Section 4 teams. Unitego, of course, is on the road today at Thomas Edison. Oneonta is at Walton, and Tioga is at Shenango Forks. We talked about that. That should be a fun one today.
Yeah, definitely. And we also talked about the fact that Maine Enwo and Shenango Forks being in the same class.
Yes.
And one of those two great programs will not go on to the state tournament.
That's going to be interesting come sectional time, that's for sure. Probably won't be a seat in the house for that one. And so another long kick, and Oxford will field it at their own 20, and they'll bring it forward, bouncing out to the 30, and then finally brought down as Isaiah Peterson with a little 10-yard return. And that is where Oxford will start their second drive of the afternoon at the 30-yard line, their own 30-yard line, going right to left. They trail 6-0 with a minute 15 to go in the quarter.
We'll see what the Blackhawks have to answer the first score of the game today.
They got off to a pretty strong start on their first possession, but then some penalties and a little short injury for Cruz that brought him out for a play or two kind of stalled that drive. And so they will break the huddle with quarterback Chris Martin. Cruz will be in the backfield, as well as his blocking crew of McKenzie Kloon And here we go. Second drive of the day for Oxford with a minute 15 to go. First quarter, they'll hand off to Cruz to the left side, picks up 5, maybe 6 yards before he's driven out of bounds and into the Oxford bench.
Real nice run and a good tackle there by number 81 for the Bulldogs.
Nice play again by Will Brannigan, who caught that 30-yard pass for Delhi on their last offensive possession. So a minute 8 to go in this first quarter. A 6-0 lead for Delhi over Oxford. And this is going to be a second and about 4 yards here for Oxford.
So another thing we got talking about last night, too, is that the ball's over here on the left hash, real close to the press box, and the Oxford player, quarterback, runs back and forth to get the play. See if he keeps the ball.
So here we go, man in motion, that's Kloon. They'll hand off, it's a fake to Cruz, and the quarterback, Martin's going to hold on to it. Gets around to the edge, but maybe only a pickup of one, as Delhi read that pretty nicely there, Tim.
They did. They definitely did. They didn't. The outside guys on Delhi's end stayed right home and made a nice job, turned it back inside where the linebackers were, and they made a nice tackle.
As you were saying, Martin, the quarterback, with the ball being on this side of the field, has to go to the opposite side of the field to get the play from the Oxford bench. That's a kind of a long jaunt there.
That's a little trip.
Third and 2 for Oxford as they go right to left. Ball is on their own 39. And there's 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter, and Oxford is going to take a timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds with the score Delhi 6, Oxford nothing. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Got some fall home improvement plans in mind? Area do-it-yourselfers have relied on Jessup House Building Supplies for everything to build anything. House has hand and power tools for every job by names like Stanley, Makita, and Bostich. Plus, you'll find shingles, plumbing and electrical supplies, corrugated pipe, sheetrock, Sickens deck treatment, paints, and a large supply of lumber. Doors and windows, too. Delivery is available and advice is free. Jessup House Building Supplies is open weekdays 6:30 to 5 and Saturdays until 1. Downtown Sydney Center. And Jessup House has a big selection of stovepipe and insulated chimney systems for the winter heating season.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back live from Delaware Academy today. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO. 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Timeout for Oxford. They face a 3rd and 2. They're going right to left, and the ball is in their own defensive end of the field here. They're at their own 39. 3rd and 2 with 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Tim, do you just focus on trying to get this first down here and get out of the quarter?
Yeah, I think they're just going to try to make sure that they get the first down here and start the second quarter off, with fresh set of downs.
So the Oxford Blackhawks break the huddle. Chris Martin under center. Has Xavier Cruz in the backfield, and instead they're going to have a little QB sneak. Martin got the first down, but he lost the ball, and we'll see what the officials say. We haven't seen a signal yet. He lost the ball, and Delhi fell on it, I believe.
Saw the referee point to the ground, so that would mean that he's saying that the runner was down
by contact. So he was down. Boy, it was very close. Looked like he was kind of falling down and then lost. I think it's a good call.
Yeah.
But nice play there. Really dove through the hole.
Absolutely. Nice little quarterback sneak, and when he got hit, he did go to the ground, and I think he did just drop the ball after his knees touched. So,
20 seconds to go. Clock is running in the first quarter, a 1st and 10 for Oxford as they approach midfield. They trail 6-0. They're going to get one more playoff in the quarter. Kloon is in motion from left to right. They'll hand off to Cruz. He goes to the left side, gains the corner, gets to the edge, a stiff arm, but he's pushed out of bounds with 4 seconds to go in the first quarter. Nice pickup of about 6 on the play there for Cruz. And Cruz is a little slow to get up here, holding his right arm a little bit there on that little 6-yard run.
Yeah, it was a nice little stiff arm, and the defender from Delhi really made a nice tackle on the play, and they went to the sideline, and it looked real, everything looked real clean and everything, nothing malicious or anything like that, but Cruz comes up holding his arm.
So a 6-0 lead for Delhi over Oxford. We'll step away for a quick break. We'll wish the best here for Xavier Cruz. 2nd and 4 when we come back for Oxford on CDO.
We live where you live, and we work where you work. We're Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana. Hi, I'm Lee. We've become known for great customer service and very competitive rates. Our customers have learned that we go the extra mile for you when it comes to all forms of insurance, from car, motorcycle, and RV insurance to homeowners and business insurance. We find the best rates from over 20 carriers, and we offer easy online payments, too. We're your neighbors, Neighbors Insurance, on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and Route 7 in Oneana's West End. Call today.
563-9955. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
6-0 lead for Delhi over Oxford. Xavier Cruz, I think, maybe just got a little stinger there, came off and walked off under his own power again there. Great to see.
Yeah, and it looks like they like to run to the left side, and that, you know, just noticing that with Cruz, they like to run to that side because they all the time he gets tackled over here on Delhi's sideline.
So the ball is right at midfield as Oxford goes right to left. They should get one more playoff here in the first quarter, a 2nd and 4, but only 4 seconds remaining in the first quarter. 6-0 lead for Delhi on a pass play for about 5 yards after a big 30-yard pass play set that up. And so here comes Oxford looking for their last play of the quarter. Quarterback is in the shotgun. That's Chris Martin. Man in motion, and they'll look to hand it off, and they will into the far side. This is Hunter Davenport. He's going to get the first down and bull his way forward up to the 40-yard line. Nice pickup of 10 yards and a solid way to end the first quarter for Oxford.
Yeah, real nice way to end the quarter and get a little break and get to think about the next first and 10 that'll start off the second quarter.
So that'll do it for the first quarter. It's in the books with Delaware Academy, the Bulldogs, leading Oxford 6-0. Second quarter coming up. Oxford with the ball in a 1st and 10 when we come back on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this basketball season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Started the second quarter here with the score Delhi 6, Oxford nothing. Oxford putting together a nice little drive here. They're going to have the ball on a 1st and 10 after a little good trick play there. For Hunter Davenport, he was able to pick up 10 yards to give Oxford the first down to start the second quarter.
Oxford's form of the jet sweep, and it was not as, you know, most teams start it from the wideout spot, so the guy is really at full speed when he's running, and he actually came out of the slot. So it was a neat little play.
And so this will be the 1st and 10 to start the second quarter. Good matchup here. We've been lucky so far here in week one. We had a great game last night between Sydney and Norwich. And a good one so far here today between Oxford and Delhi. And so Oxford with the ball, going left to right. They'll hand one off and to the left side. Another good run here. This one is going to be for Charles White, and he is taken down, but not after a gain of about 5 yards there for Oxford.
Charles White with a nice run there. Yes, it was. A little off the tackle and just kicked it out to the outside to get a couple extra yards. Good run.
So this will be a 2nd and 6 for Oxford. They've switched ends of the fields now. So Oxford is going left to right. Ball is down to about the 36-yard line. 6-0 lead here for Delhi. And this game does have a little bit different pace to it than last night. Last night was a lot of run and gun, some really fast guys. This one seems to be the more traditional line them up and run the ball and be careful.
Yep. They're definitely making sure they're of all their cues.
Kloon is in motion. They'll hand off once again to White. Excuse me, though, that's Hunter Davenport, and he'll bust through the hole, but only picks up about 2 yards. as again, good job by the Bulldogs collapsing there to close the hole.
Real nice run by Waite there, because he really did not have any help on that play. His blocker got tied up early in his line of scrimmage, and he had to do all that on his own for a two-yard gain.
So 10:45 to go. Here's second quarter. Third and three. Big play coming up here for Oxford as they are in Delhi territory with the ball about on the 34-yard line. Can they pick up these crucial 3 yards? Cruz in the backfield. They'll go back to their workhorse, and he'll easily pick up the 3 yards, still moving his legs, churning forward down to about the 26 before he gets rocked there. But nice play by Cruz. He needed three and got about 6 or 7.
Yeah, he got met by number 66 from Delhi, and he stood him up.
And that's nicely. Nate Kraft.
Yeah, Nate Kraft, real nice tackle.
6'4", 260. Boy, last year when they had his brother Rich out there as well, about the same size, maybe a little bigger. And those two were a big force for a Class D football team. So the clock's still running, down to about 10 minutes to go before the halftime break, but a first and 10 for Oxford. They're putting together a nice little drive here for the Blackhawks. Cruz in the backfield, wide receivers to the left, one to the right on this first and 10. Martin drops the ball, but still manages to get it off to Cruz, but he has nowhere to go. Nice play breaking through the line there was Tyler Dibble to bring Cruz down from Delhi.
Yeah, Dibble made a nice play, but that play was pretty much trouble right off the bat when the snap was fumbled.
So a good play there by Delhi. You're seeing that this Delhi defense really sticks to their assignments, and they've done a good job so far. Really, Oxford hasn't had that big play moment yet.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny because everything we've talked about with Cruz is that he likes to shift the field and reverse this field, and they're staying home. I think they knew that's what to expect, and they're staying home and doing their job.
So 9:15 to go, second quarter, second and 11 coming up for Oxford. And now we'll have a whistle here by the officials. And looks like this might be a call coming up here against Oxford, Tim.
Yeah, he went right to the center. I think he called the legal snap. Must be he moved the ball.
So 9:05. To go here, and this is going to back them up here for Oxford. So the ball
throw his flag.
No, flag didn't even come out. It was like they just blew that one dead immediately. So this brings up second and 16.
He just blew his whistle.
He said, we're going to bring that one back. Don't even need to throw the flag. So that's going to bring up a second and long here. As I said, second and 16, 8:50 to go in the second quarter. Oxford's forced to go to the air, and they throw it to the far side for Hunter Davenport. It's complete, and he'll get back down to about the 25. And so this is going to bring up something that's manageable on third down. It's going to be about a third and 6 or so, somewhere in that ballpark.
Nice, nice play right there. Nice catch. Everything was absolutely done perfectly. A nice little out for the wide out, and then a nice tackle by the Blackhawks.
That was a nice catch, too. Hunter Davenport turned around. Ball was right there. He had to kind of reach up over his head, brought it in.
Yeah, good throw right where his receiver was the only one that could get it. Good job.
Timeout on the field. We'll step away for 30 seconds. 8:34 to go in the second quarter. It's Delhi 6, Oxford nothing, with live Saturday football on CDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about the basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
8.5 to go before the halftime break, and stay tuned to halftime. We'll have our Marabito Energy halftime report. Hopefully get you some out-of-town scores. Of course, we said Walton and Oneonta playing today. That game just up the road here in Walton, and Unitigo is on the road at Thomas Edison. Try to get you a score update there as well. 3rd and 9 for Oxford. But they did have a 2nd and 16, so they are chipping away at it here. They are in Delhi territory, ball on the 35, Oxford going left to right. Martin in the shotgun, man in motion, they're going to hand it off, and boy, that was sniffed out very nicely by guess who? Nate Kraft, he was in there.
Yeah, absolutely great play right there. Came across the line and made the tackle, and another loss of yardage for the Blackhawks.
Brendan Cairns was right in there as well to bring them down. So this brings up 4th and 9, so a promising drive has stalled out here for the Blackhawks. Tim, interesting field position here. We talked about it a lot last night. When you get it this deep, what do you do on a 4th and 9? Well, actually, 4th and 14.
Yeah, it is tough because you are probably going to be punting the ball from the 40-yard line. So what are you going to gain if you do kick it, you know? It's a tough situation, and it's a tough decision a coach has to make. But we'll see what they decide to do.
Timeout here for Oxford. 8:05 to go before the half. It's Delhi 6, Oxford nothing. We'll step away for 30 on CDO.
You know, there's only one thing worse than getting in a car accident, and that's dealing with an inexperienced auto body shop. That's why when I needed auto body work after hitting a deer, I told my insurance agent that I was using Bill and the guys at Sydney Auto Body. They've been in business for over 55 years, and they do quality work. There's no hassles, no costly surprises, and they take care of the insurance paperwork, too. So if you have an accident, take my advice. Go to Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 8:05 to go before the halftime break. 4th and 14. Certainly looks like Oxford is going to go for it here with the ball on the 30-yard line as they were marching it down. So now Delhi says, whoa, we're going to take a timeout.
I think Delhi did expected them to kick, and that's why they just realized that they were lining up to run or to run a play, so they're going to make sure that they have their ducks in a row as well.
Well, everybody burning some of these timeouts here with 8:05 to go before the halftime break. 6-0 lead for Delhi over Oxford. And, Tim, we'll keep it right here. So 4th and 14 certainly looked like they – you know, weren't fooling around. They were going to go for it there.
Yeah, they definitely, I mean, they were lined up if they needed to do a quick kick, which they probably could have done, but he was pretty close to the center, so I would think they were thinking that he was going to, you know, run a play and try to get the first.
Unless you roll the dice there and maybe hope that Delhi is going to take a timeout like they did and you get a little more time to try to draw something up.
Yeah, maybe a little hook and ladder play, Statue of Liberty, we talked about that last night.
Well, we did see some tricks last night.
Saw a direct snap.
Yes. Saw some of the fridge.
To a lineman.
Fridge runs, yep.
Yeah, lineman into the backfield.
And so here we go. 4th and 14, and again, Oxford is going to go for it. They're going to go to the air, but again, they are brought down in the backfield. 3 Delhi Bulldogs were right there, including Nate Kraft and Tyler Dibble. And that's going to be a turnover on downs as Oxford drew something up, but they really didn't get a chance to get it off.
Well, and Delhi drew up a blitz, and they got to him, and he got hit twice before he went down, but the third time he got wrapped up by a big, big lineman and taken to the ground.
Nice job by the Oxford QB there,
yep.
Chris Martin.
Hang on to the ball.
He hung on to the ball, and he really absorbed that first tackle and was able to shake it off. Looked like he was going to maybe get the pass off, but again, just too much maroon and white right there.
That's a tough situation. You're a quarterback, and you've got your arm back ready to throw the ball, and somebody grabs a hold of it. It's hard to hang on to.
8 minutes to go in the second quarter. Delhi gets the ball back. They lead 6-0. So 1st and 10, they go right to left, and the ball is on the 38-yard line. And Ben Brannigan steps in. He's done a nice job so far today at the quarterback position. Just keeping things simple.
Managing the game.
So here's the 1st and 10. Brannigan is going to hand one off here to Eric Gullo, and he's just going to rock the pile forward, still keeping those legs churning. He's going to pick up about 5 yards and maybe 6 with a little extra effort there.
Is that rugby out there? That looked like a rugby scrum right there.
Boy, it looked like both sides were just gathered around him, pushing and shoving. That really did look like a rugby scrum. Well, that was a nice play there.
Good game.
So we'll see what they officially give him on that. They're going to give him 7.
Yeah.
So that'll be a 2nd and 3 now. Nice run there by Gullo. Only 5'10", 145 pounds, but he's had a nice job, done a nice job on the ground today. So a 2nd and 3.
Kept his feet underneath him and kept him moving.
7:10 to go for the halftime break. 6-0 lead, Delhi on top of Oxford. Saturday football here on CDL. Beautiful day, live from Delaware Academy. They'll hand off to Gullo again. He hits the hole hard, but he's brought down right there.
I think we might see the first measurement of the year, Mr. Nate.
Yeah, that's very close. Cruz was in on the tackle there for Oxford, playing both ways today. It's going to be very close with 6:55 to go, second quarter. And the
talking. Oh, he's going to give it.
They're going to give it to him. So a first and 10 coming up for the Bulldogs. That one was pretty close.
It was.
As they worked their way up towards midfield.
Definitely was.
So first and 10.
You're 2 for 2 for the day, and I'm 0 for 1.
Yeah. Yeah, I've guessed correctly what they're going to do on the two kickoffs. And that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, you do all right.
6:40 to go here. Clock running as Delhi breaks their huddle in the backfield. Ben Brannigan, a solid athlete on this team. He's at the quarterback position. Just a good leader. When you talk to him, got a chance to talk to him quite a bit with the success the Delhi boys basketball team had on the play. Good job by the black. Bello bounces to his right side. Maybe a gain of one on the play. Good job by the Blackhawks to collapse on that. And Heggie was right there to bring him down.
Gullo, that was all him. I mean, a yard and a half gain, basically. And, you know, it was all him because he got hit right away and just leaned forward and got that extra yard.
Clock continues to move. 2nd and 8 for Delhi. 5:55 to go before the halftime break. And, you know, this is Delhi. They're content to just run some clock here, take their time, set it up the way they want it.
Nice sustained drive to end the half. That would be good.
You know, this is very Walton-like of Delhi, I think. Just simple, run it, do what you need to do. Everyone holding onto their positions. They go to Gullo, but he is wrapped up in the backfield. An explosive hit there from Oxford. That was Jacob Ingram blasting his way through and bringing him down. I believe Phillip Smith was right there as well.
Yeah, I think they were on a run blitz right there because he's a linebacker. He came across the line and he met the guy Golo just as he got the ball. It's a good thing he held on to it.
Yeah, he got spun around pretty good on that one. So that's going to bring up a 3rd and 10 as that clock continues to run down to 5 minutes to go before the halftime break. As they break the huddle here and walk back up to the line, 3rd and 10, Delhi's not been afraid to go to the air when needed.
Throwing little quick slants across the middle.
Nope.
Haven't seen any real deep patterns yet, though.
No wide receivers to the left. 2 to the right. Brannigan's going to run to his right. Tosses one up in the air. He's got a receiver, and it's caught. Good for a first down. And once again, he hooks up with Will Brannigan for just about a 23, 24-yard gain. First down for Delhi.
Yeah, it was a real nice play. Running to his right, threw it out there so he could catch the ball. And their actual defender was right there, but made a nice tackle, but not in time until they got the first.
And Brannigan was wide open back there.
Yeah, I think somebody missed him at first. But good recovery, though, because he did go back and make the tackle.
That was a nice play and a good throw on the run by Ben Brannigan to Will Brannigan. That's the speed that Ben Brannigan has. He easily got to the edge there before he flicked it.
Yeah, and he had to run hard, too, because he was being chased by a lineman from Oxford.
4:20. To go here before the halftime break. Delhi leads Oxford 6-0. Saturday football on CDO. 1st and 10 for Delhi. They're marching again. Ball is at about the 26-yard line, and they're going to hand off. But again, a punishing hit by this Oxford defense breaking through. Once again, Jacob Ingram.
Jacob Ingram.
Laying the lumber.
We're talking right there. He just got the ball, and then he met Mr.
Ingram.
Ingram, yeah, thank you.
So that's going to bring up a 2nd and 14 with 3:50 to go here before the halftime break. Clock still moving. And, boy, I think Oxford's saying if you want to run, you're going to have to come through this.
Right, and I want to tell you that was a clinic on tackling right there.
Yeah,
it was absolutely perfect for him.
That was great. Highlight reel hit there for Ingram in the backfield. Clock down to 3.5 to go. 2nd and 14 for Delhi, and the pocket collapses on Brannigan. He has nowhere to go. Phillip Smith and the rest of the line is right there to bring him down. And the clock continues to move, maybe a gain of one on the play.
Yeah, he just was running for his life at that point. He pulled up to throw, and there was nobody there, and he had to tuck it and run. Got a yard out of it.
So down to 3 minutes to go, and this Delhi drive, which was moving the ball very nicely, is now a 3rd and 14.
Kind of stalled out a little bit after the big play, but I think the Blackhawks have dialed up their defense a little bit, too.
6-0 lead for Delhi over Oxford here at Delaware Academy this afternoon. Thanks for joining us on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, wherever you might be listening out there, we're glad to have you along. I know a lot of family and friends on both sides have told us that they're listening in today on the web stream, so thanks for being there. 2.5 to go now, and they get the snap off. Third and 14, Brannigan's going to throw again. It's complete across the middle. It's going to be short, but only by a couple of yards, so this is manageable. Yeah, fourth down coming up.
Looks like it's going to be about fourth and four. We have a stoppage of play here.
Going to have a timeout, it looks like. Going to be on a fourth and four, and that was the touchdown man from earlier, Alessio, who was able to haul in about a five-yard TD to give us this 6-0 score. But he caught that one in traffic over the middle, somehow brought it in.
Yeah, that was a kind of up-for-grabs kind of throw, and he went up and got it, high-pointed the ball, real nice job, and he did it with a guy on his back, so that was a nice catch.
Well, this Delhi team certainly showing that they have some good runners and some good wide receivers, too.
Yeah, and like you said before, they're not really in a hurry. You know, they're taking the play clock down as low as it can go, and, you know, they're taking their time. There's no urgency. They're really just methodically running the ball. They'll throw when they need to, you know. Real nice start for the Bulldogs.
2:26 to go before the halftime break. 6-0 lead for Delhi, and I think that's the thing I've been most impressed with by Delhi is for how amped up they are for their first game. A lot of composure here. A lot of composure.
Kids are showing really, really good, you know, philosophy and technique and everything, you know. And for your first game after the year they had last year, this is a plus.
Great first half so far for the Bulldogs, and they're trying to add an exclamation point to it here as they are 20 yards away from maybe punching in another TD. But this is a fourth and five.
And they're going to have to do it with no timeouts.
No timeouts. Just about 2.5 to go. And a fourth and five. So this is going to decide a lot of it right here. But the flag is going to bring up a first down here as Oxford jumps off sides.
Yeah, that's a tough one. They didn't even have to run the play. You know, and he jumped into the neutral zone and got the offsides. And first down for the Bulldogs will be just inside the 15.
So that will move the ball up 5 yards and give them a first and 10. And now they're 15 yards away from maybe adding another touchdown here as Delhi leads 6-0, and they are marching deep into the Oxford red zone. So again, Delhi taking their time in the huddle, making sure everybody's on the same page here with 2:26 to go. It's a first and 10 now after the penalty there against the Blackhawks, who jumped offside. Here's the snap. They'll give this one off to Gullo, and he'll maybe get a yard out of it. Again, I've been very impressed with the Oxford defense here. The line really breaking through, especially on this drive.
Yeah, they definitely are blitzing a little bit more. So be watching for Delhi to throw like a little quick hitter kind of thing. You know, maybe a screen play or something like that, because they are sending a lot of pressure.
So they'll say a loss of one on that, so it's a second and 11. That clock continues to move, and Delhi with no timeouts. Mike Tracy, head coach on the sideline, yelling the plays out to his guys, trying to get them all on the same page here as that clock continues to run. It's down to a minute 45 to go. And a 6-0 lead here for Delhi over Oxford. And here is Brannigan. He's going to pitch one out here to Gullo. Little run to the left side. He gets to the 15, to the 10, and just gets out of bounds to stop the clock. Nice run by Gullo. Also, good heads up that he had to get out of bounds.
Yep, nope, he did. You're absolutely right, Nate. He realized that he was where he was on the field, and if he got tackled, they didn't have any time to stop the clock, so he made sure he got out of bounds. Real nice play.
Third and 6 officially now for Delhi with a minute 35 to go, and the ball is down to about the 11-yard line here. So this is where clock management is going to be crucial for the Bulldogs.
Definitely, and they also are going to get to the point where they're not going to be able to go so slow.
And this is where this Oxford front line, who has had some crushing hits on this drive, needs to get one more. Brannigan now is in the shotgun. Wide receiver, one to the left, two to the right, one in the backfield. And Brannigan tries a little quarterback keeper, but the Blackhawks are right there. They swoop in and bring him down, led by Jacob Ingram once again, who has been a big force on this drive defensively for Oxford.
That was the whole entire line right there. He had nowhere to go.
And the clock continues to run. It's down to a minute 15, and this is going to be a fourth and 10. So really, Tim, this is kind of an all or nothing situation here. They can get a first down, but they're only going to be about, if they do get a first down, it'll be about a first and 3. They'll be right on the goal line.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see, because if they get the first down, obviously the clock will stop for that. And then for the chains not to move, but normally they do move, and that's what the clock stops for. But we'll see what happens. They're in the I formation.
Clock down to 45 seconds. Brannigan gets the snap off, rolls to his right, looking to throw, has nowhere to go, gets wrapped up, and the Blackhawks are going to hold strong with 39 seconds to go before the halftime break. Again, three Blackhawks were right there to bring him down. Brannigan's a shifty QB, yep, but had nowhere to go.
No, nope. And I'm going to give a lot of credit to the Blackhawk secondary defense, because that was a covered sack right there. He had a lot of time outside. He ran, sprinted out to his right like he did the last time when he connected with his brother, and there was nobody open.
Yeah, very similar play that they just ran at about, yep, midfield and picked up about 20 yards on, but that time there was nowhere to go. So, Tim, if you're Oxford, 39 seconds to go till the half. You're down 6-0. You have the ball deep in your own end as you're going left to right, ball on the 18. What do you try here?
I think I'm going to stay with what we got right now and be happy that maybe we're only down 6 points, or, yeah, 6 points going into half, and work on making some adjustments for the next 24 minutes.
They're going to go to the air, though. They go down the left side looking for Heggie, who dives for this one, but it's a little too far over his outstretched fingertips. Boy, if he brought that one in, it was single coverage, he might have had a chance.
I don't think number 81 saw the ball, because he was right where he needed to be, and if he had gone and played the ball, I think he might have been running down the sideline with an interception, but that surprised me. They went after it.
That was Brannigan covering Heggie. Heggie for Oxford, a really solid kid, and you could see he wanted that one pretty bad. He laid out,
yeah,
for it,
definitely.
But it was just about a foot too far.
E for effort on that play.
34 seconds to go before the halftime break. Second and 10. So, again, the ball is about on the Oxford 18-yard line. They go left to right, so they have a full field in front of them. They're going to hand off to Cruz. He'll go to the left side, see if he can break one free. Hits the pile hard. Nice pickup of about 8 or 9 yards, but he's shoved out of bounds with 26 seconds to go.
Yeah, he got out of bounds. Stops the clock. We'll see what happens here.
Going to be very close to the first down. They are going to,
yep,
move the chains.
Yeah,
so
they are moving them.
10-yard run there for Cruz. Again, as a freshman last year, had over 1,000 yards rushing. As Oxford had two backs last year, Cruz and Nick Neer go over 1,000.
He definitely likes to run on that left side. We talked about that before. I think maybe that's the strength of the Oxford line, is on that left side, because that's where Cruz likes to run.
So a first and 10, 26 seconds left here before halftime, and the ball is at the Oxford 29 as they go left to right. Cruz is now going to be split out as a wide receiver to the near side. One runner in the backfield and two wide receivers to the left, man in motion, and we're going to have a flag on the play as Oxford jumped on that one.
Actually, it's kind of funny because you're looking at this, and they've got four guys, and this is the Delhi Bulldogs defense. They've got four guys within a half yard of the ball, and then everybody else is spread out all over the field, covering about 25 yards.
They do not. They do not want to give up that home run ball.
Yeah, they're definitely playing conservatives and safe on the play here.
First and 15 now for Oxford, as that penalty backs them up 5 yards, back to about their own 24. 26 seconds to go before the halftime break. Another man in motion. They let him go. Martin looking to pass, and he will, out to Cruz. Cruz in the flat on the right wing. He's up to the 30, 35, 40. 40 avoids a tackler and up to the 45. Nice job there by Cruz. Clock is down to 16 seconds, and now you're up near midfield at the 45. We'll see maybe if they're going to go for another one here. That was a nice,
yeah,
run by Cruz.
It was really nice. A little quick pass out to the right side, and Cruz took it up the sideline for the first down. And both teams now have no timeouts.
Oxford takes a timeout, and what a great way to get him involved there, throwing it out into the flat. So.
Yep, and where he could get out and use his speed, and it was a real nice play call right there.
We'll take a 30-second quick break. It's Delhi 6 and Oxford nothing. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 16 seconds to go before the halftime break here. 6-0 lead for Delhi over Oxford, but Oxford's making the most out of these last seconds of the second quarter. They've moved the ball all the way up to their own 45 going left to right. Let's see what they drew up in the timeout here, Tim.
Yeah, like you said, Nate, they've taken Cruz out of the backfield and put him out in kind of like a wing back or a slot back kind of place. And he is been throwing the ball out to the right, and now he's lined up on the left side.
And we said earlier, it seems like they do prefer to go to the left. So Martin is in the shotgun, and they're going to move Cruz to the right. So that side is packed there on the right wing. Martin looking to throw, tosses one up in the air, looking for Cruz. He'll catch it, but he's out of bounds. Boy, it was a great catch at about the 25, but he was fading out of bounds with that ball.
Yeah, absolutely great catch, but like you said, out of bounds. So they get another play with 9 seconds to go.
So 9 seconds left before the intermission break. Second and 10. Ball again on the 45. And we'll see what they decide to draw up here. This should be the last play of the second quarter. So a second and 10 for all you Delhi soccer fans out there. Of course, the Delhi programs are up at the Mayor's Cup today, just up the road in Stamford. And the girls are up 2-0 against Margaretville at halftime. If they win that, they'll move to the championship game, which is next Saturday. Delhi boys play tonight against Stamford under the lights at 8 p.m. And they'll hand off to Heggie to the left side. And boy, a steamrolling run for Heggie. He'll easily pick up a first down. And with 1 second left, they're going to stop the clock and move the chains. So
yeah, move the chains. And
I wondered if they would get Heggie more involved because he's a real strong runner and just one of those kids that will put the shoulder down and go. They're going to let the clock tick out.
Yeah,
so that's going to do it.
That'll be the half. And like you said, you know, he definitely is finishing off his runs. He puts his head down and makes sure that I'm delivering the blow. You're not tackling me and making me look bad. I'm going to try to make you look bad. Speaking of that, what about Mr. Reifenberg from Norwich last night?
Oh, my goodness. That was quite a performance from Cole Reifenberg, the Norwich quarterback last night. Very similar running style to what we just saw there from Heggie.
Not afraid of contact.
Boy, put the shoulder down. He got the job done. 2 touchdowns leading Norwich to that 29-20 victory over Sydney last night. And that was a great ball game.
Yep,
really fun to be there.
It was. It was a really good ball game. And like I said before, Sydney showed a lot of perseverance and heart and will to stay in the game and not give up when they got down by two.
You saw the weapons that Sydney had last night, and yes, there were some bumps, some jitters, some penalties, but I still think there's a good season in store there for the Warriors.
Yeah, I think so too. And I like I said, they can score quickly. Darren Smith's got a really good arm, and he's got a real nice complement of wideouts,
yes,
and backs.
And when they started to get Alex Hoskins involved last night, things really started to open up. But boy, he was double teamed all evening.
Yeah, he got a couple catches that he got by design by the Warriors coaching staff. He got single coverage, and most of the night, like you said, Nate, he had two guys on him.
So here we are, the halftime break. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and get you updated on everything here from this one. It's Delhi 6, Oxford nothing. Just a good battle between two solid teams here. Very impressed with both sides. The Oxford defense looked great, and the Delhi offense, we can't talk about it enough, great composure with their quarterback, Ben Brannigan. So we'll talk about all that more and break it down on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Coming up, again, it's Delhi 6, Oxford nothing. At the halftime break, for Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull on CDO.